Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today's guest is most certainly a talented individual who is doing some incredible things. I'm excited to share his story and this incredible brand. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Michael Wagner of Pool Scouts. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. My gosh, so many folks go through life and frankly, I don't really understand the franchise model. It could be Burger King, McDonald's, you name it. But who would have thought an industry like yours, that franchising is making an incredible difference and providing a lot of jobs and impacting local communities all across the country. And so the point I'm making is most folks, don't necessarily raise their hand and say, hey, I'm going to get into franchising. And so franchising just has this way of finding folks. And so I'm just curious, how did franchising find you?
Nick, I'm knocking on 54's door here in the next couple of months, and I am fortunate to have had a couple careers in my life. And while I wasn't in franchising, I was in businesses that had wholly owned subsidiaries or branches. In my first career, I was working with a company that we became multinational, and my job was to open up our subsidiary offices around the world. So it was taking the same unit economic model, business model, using the corporate entities' investment dollars to go set up subsidiaries around the world. We started in Brazil, ended up Brazil, Europe, Mexico, parts of Asia, and worked there for ultimately 19 years. And so with similarities from the standpoint of having a unit economic model and following that different parts of the world, I worked for a large credit union where we had 62 branches, which were really banking, nonprofit banking, basically, but each one of those branches did the same kind of thing. And ironically, I had met Kevin Wilson, who's the CEO and founder of Buzz Franchise Brands, when our kids were young. Both of our kids now are college graduates and then they're professionals. But we met at a birthday party with our kids maybe a long time ago, probably 20 years ago, something like that. And I stayed in touch with him along the way. He was always somebody that I had a tremendous amount of respect, true entrepreneur with financial acumen, really better than anybody I've ever met. And I had followed his career. And while he was in private equity type things, he was involved in a lot of franchise businesses. And he himself had started up early on in his career a bagel business that was a franchise that he did in Texas, and had been involved in Liberty Tax and a bunch of other things from an investment perspective. And I came across a crossroads in my career and stayed in touch with him and had the opportunity to come join Buzz Franchise Brands in 2015 to start the second brand. At that time, we had Mosquito Joe, which was our first brand that we started in 2012 and built up until we sold it in 2018 to Neighborly. But right out of the gate, it was just unbelievable team of people around Kevin Brian Garrison, our COO, Angela Pauls, who's our chief marketing officer, Mike Hull, who's our CFO, and others that were involved in franchise development. And we just had this, there was a model here of really how do you scale a business through franchising, take the expertise, which a lot of the expertise we brought to the table that was unique was the financial side, obviously, but marketing, which we do a lot of, which I'll talk a little bit about in the future. But I had this chance to come, you know, start a brand, but with resources, just an unbelievable opportunity. I mean, you know, was able to come in and also be an investor, which was another thing that was important to me. So all of our leadership team are investors in the company. So that's how I got started. I didn't have the experience or background in franchising per se, but I had done the unit economic model and the consistency and the building of that. But I was surrounded by a team of people that had done it really successfully with Mosquito Joe. And we were able to replicate a lot of those things, albeit the business is different. There were some similarities that we were able to leverage there. So started in 2015, really, we built the brand. We made a small acquisition of a pool service company in Virginia Beach where we're located. And then we started franchising and launched the business officially in the beginning of 2016. We signed our first franchisee in 2016. Since then, we've been growing and evolving as a brand. So, you know, today we have 96 territories that have been awarded across the country, 74 of which are open, and we're in 18 different states in around the country. So it's gone well. And alongside that Buzz Franchise Brands, we have now four brands in our portfolio, even though I mentioned we sold Mosquito Joe in 2018. We had started Home Clean Heroes in 2017. We made an acquisition of a brand in 2019 called British Swim School, which is now our largest brand we have in the portfolio. Mm-hmm. And then we launched a lighting business called Wonderly 2 years ago as well. So we now have four brands. And that comes with a shared services team, Nick, which is great. It is a team of people that support across all of our brands, and we're able to scale some of those vendor relationships that we have for systems and those kinds of things, along with, you know, our finance team and our training team and onboarding team, and of course, marketing, like I mentioned. So really fortunate. We have about 75 people in Buzz Franchise Brands that work across the four brands that we have. We're based here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but we have, I would say, three quarters of our workforce is here, and then about a quarter is remote.
Tell me more about Pool Scouts.
Great. So Pool Scouts, like I said, started out as our business. First of all, what do? We're focused on residential swimming pool cleaning, maintenance, repair is our business. And so two things I really love about our business. Number one, we know exactly who our target customer is, and we build our territories alongside that criteria. But it's single family homes with in-ground pools with incomes above $100,000. I mean, so it's a really laser focus on who our prospects are. And then we focus on the residential recurring revenue model of cleaning and maintaining and repairing residential swimming. So those are two things that make our brand, scalable and easier to operate. We, as a company, we are in people's backyards almost weekly. So last year we averaged just over 18 services per customer across the entire country. We averaged over $1,550 per customer. So some real scalable metrics and predictable metrics around our business model. Our vehicles and technicians are scalable as well. So as the business grows and the customers grow, then you hire another technician, get another vehicle. And so there's real predictability and scalability in the Pool Scouts business model that I really like. And it is a business that we can expand our services to those pools that we service on a regular basis as well. So I've been around since 2016 officially. As I mentioned, we've got 46 unique franchisees, 18 different states, and we've had really robust growth. On top of that, Nick, the pool business itself, no mystery here, during the pandemic exploded. So swimming pool growth was 24% per year over the prior 2 years, and has really just created an additional number of pools that need to be serviced around the country. There are about 12 million residential pools around the country. And there, you think, of course, in the bigger states, you think of California, Florida, Texas, but up there is a New York as well, in the top five. So seasonal markets also are great markets for us as well, just the year-round ones.
And what made you select as a leadership team the pool industry?
Great question. You know, there are 56,000 swimming pool service companies around the United States, and most of our competition around the country is mom and pop businesses that might have a single vehicle. And I'm sure you've heard this in other home service businesses. Really, there's a lot of that kind of business out there. And so we really felt like there was an opportunity to really professionalize this space, create a brand, create higher standards, enforce higher standards, drive higher pricing, make sure that what we do is 100% above board, licensed, bonded, insured, showing up in a branded vehicle, and then the marketing of the business. Most of the mom and pop type companies don't do any marketing, and we really do that laser focused market, you know, marketing to drive customer acquisition. So the ability to stand out, we felt like was pretty prominent, and that's proven to be very true. So we've had really robust customer growth. We have an NPS of 88 right now. Last year, we finished an NPS of 79. I know a lot of people think of grades and say, well, 79 is not that great. But in the Net Promoter Score world, that's an exceptional score that rivals even the best companies you think of when it comes to customer service. And really, like I said, the ability to stand out amidst a sea of competitors, particularly mom and pop companies, was pretty substantial. So that's why we chose it, alongside it being recurring revenue, predictable, scalable, relatively simple business model. Those are all things that we liked. And, you know, I think we took some of the experience and knowledge we had from Mosquito Joe, which is a residential pest control business, and said, you know, this is similar, and we've been able to scale this one really well. And while the business models are different, I think that is what pushed us to choose the swimming pool business to get into. And it's been a good choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And the opportunity is clearly being exposed. Where are you at in terms of growth currently?
Yeah, so last year, our system-wide revenue growth grew at 46%. And
wow.
That was great. You know, that was a multitude of reasons. We've done a good job of customer acquisition across the board. We've done a great job of customer retention. So we kind of build this base and then build on top of it around the country. You know, obviously, we've increased our franchisee footprint and expansions within the franchisee footprint. What I mean by that is we offer territories to prospective franchisees, and those territories are single family homes with in-ground pools with incomes above $100,000 and up to 10,000 target households that are mapped and protected by zip code per franchisee. And we offer up to three territories per franchisee. And in the case they purchase two territories, for instance, they open one, and then 12 months later, they would open up the expansion territory. Not all the same startup costs, but obviously you've got some scale that you've built in that first territory. So we have folks that have expanded beyond their first territory. And then we've just driven the number of services up per customer and the revenue per customer up. We, of course, have increased pricing, as everybody has over the past couple of years, with regards to cost of goods sold and labor going up. But we've done a better job of maximizing the share of the wallet with the customer. So it's really a multitude of factors that help lead us to that high growth. More pools that needed to be cleaned, more services per pool, higher revenue per service, and an expansion in the services that we offer really are the things that we attribute that to.
Yeah, and that's certainly not going to stop.
No, not at all. No, we're continuing to expand the services we offer. When we have 71 or 72% of our customers are recurring service, which means they're weekly or biweekly customers, the opportunity to expand the services, particularly when you're in their backyard every week, is pretty substantial. So we have a huge customer base across the country that's recurring, and we continue to look for ways to expand the offering of products that we service them with.
Yeah, all that growth means franchise owners are growing, expanding their businesses. That's really a reflection of growth across owners in market, more market share. Are you guys currently working on, just curious, any other initiatives to continue that growth?
Yeah, we launched an initiative last year. Really two initiatives. You know, we saw this last year, we serviced around 14,000 customers across the country. This year, we'll expect that number to be 17 or 18,000. But we launched last year an initiative to get into liner placements. So depending on where we are around the country, liner pools are prominent, common. And then the other initiative was safety covers. So we have seasonal markets with some that have liner pools, but a lot of them have safety covers that they cover the pools with during the wintertime. So we did both of those projects were an initiative for last year where we taught franchisees how to do liner replacement. And those are jobs that are anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000 jobs to replace a pool liner. So we had to get the expertise and we brought some of that in, and then we had to train all our franchisees on the model itself, how to do it well. And of course we did that, and that was very successful. We also had a couple referral partnerships that we signed for pool refinishing. So we had these 14,000 plus pools, and many of them need to be refinished. And so we signed two different partnerships where we were able to refer those jobs out to companies that were nationwide in some cases to be able to come in and do the pool refinishing projects. And our franchisees were getting paid a referral fee to make that happen. So those were two things we did last year. We've expanded already this year to offer our first pool fencing franchisee that's going to be focused on doing pool fencing. And it's really a safety fence around the pool to protect kids from falling in. And so we'll be installing our first safety fence a week from today in Huntsville, Alabama. And we've partnered with a great company on that and hope to expand that across the country for our franchisees as well. So those are things in addition to expanding the repair services we offer, which once again, we have to teach and educate all the franchisees on how to do these things. And we've done that through classes that we offer in different regions of the country. And we make sure everybody gets their certifications and licenses needed to do all the work that they have to do. But we'll continue to look for ways, Nick, to expand the services offered to our precious recurring customers.
Yeah, absolutely. The more areas where you can solve and create value, that's just more opportunities to grow your empire as a franchise owner. Can you share a little bit about the timeline of growth? I know you mentioned the acquisition and, my gosh, some exciting milestones, but could you give me some clarity on the timeline?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, our first franchisee we signed in 2016, and today 46 franchisees across the country. We had robust franchise growth during the pandemic. And last year we had not as many new franchisees come on the board. We just had a franchisee sign this week outside of Philadelphia. So we're excited about that. And we have some meet the team days that are planned and scheduled. So, but we've had gradual growth. I would say that, you know, our growth for franchising was slow in the first couple years, picked up robustly during the COVID timeframe. And even, you know, 2018 was a great year for us. So it's been pretty steady since then, with some kind of peaks during the pandemic as well. And we're expecting a solid franchise development year this year as well. Like any franchise system, Nick, you have your early adopters that are willing to come into a new franchise system. And then as the business model gets more established, it becomes, in many cases, less challenging to find the early adopters. And you're looking for people that want to look into the business model and the unit economic model and be able to validate with multiple owners and those kinds of things. And that's where we are. The brand itself has really grown thanks to a lot of efforts on behalf of PR that we've done and partnerships that we've created around the country. But at the end of the day, any brand franchising, really the franchisees are the ones that are the proponents of making the brand solid across the country. And things like our NPS score and the awareness we have and some partnerships we have and charitable side of things and just everybody doing the job at the local community level is something that elevates the brand. And we just have a great group of franchisees that do that really well.
What's on the horizon? What's next?
So we have a long way to grow. I like to say that term, but we really do. We're in 18 states. There are some states where we won't ever have a franchisee in Alaska. So not enough pools in those. So that we really look at the markets where our concept is viable, and it's markets that have high concentrations of residential swimming. So there are a lot of them out there and a lot of areas for us to expand to. when I look at us at close to 100 territories, I see our business easily with the opportunity to have 200 to 250 territories awarded around the country. And so of those 100 territories, of the territories that we have now, as I mentioned, we have 74 that are open out of 96. So we still have those expansions that will happen organically with our existing franchisees. I mean, what makes me super excited is to see that, you know, I mentioned our first franchisee and our first franchisee in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tiffany Consoli is her name, and she started the business in late 2016. And her business is still growing like gangbusters. You know, she's still seeing, this year alone, she's seen over 30% growth year over year. So it's really exciting to see the opportunities, because the market opportunity has grown with so many new pools. That's kind of, you know, certainly expanded our what we can do. And then finally, just expanding the offering of services that we provide to all these recurring customers that we've got around the country. So there's lots of different ways for us to grow, and we plan on taking advantage of as many of them as we possibly can.
I mean, it's clear that you guys have done a tremendous job of creating a culture of high-performing franchise partners. What are you looking for in a franchise partner?
That's a great question. Our business is very much of a people business. When you look at how our business scaled, I talked about numbers before. We can do, depending on which market, anywhere from 8 to 20 pools a day with a single technician and a vehicle. Well, who's doing that work? A person, a technician. And so that business, as it scales and grows, there's a lot of people involved in our business. Number one, you have technicians. And number two, you have customers. And so I feel like people skills are necessary part a successful franchisee in our business model. When we look at a mature franchisee that might have 16 vehicles, 18 vehicles out on the road every single day, there are a lot of moving parts to that business. Now, we have systems like any franchise would to make that manageable, but it's a lot of people, it's a lot of customers. And the ability to kind of juggle those things is really important. So people skills, like folks with financial acumen, even though we provide systems to help do budgeting and obviously manage the business through a CRM and all those kinds of things. So we like folks that are comfortable with a lot of moving parts, plates in the air, balls to juggle, whatever you want to use as an analogy there. That's important for us as well. And then we like people that are going to, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times with your, you know, your podcast here, but people that are not afraid to be the business owner in the community. Because we touch a large base of customers, we have franchisees that have over 1,000 customers. That's a brand presence in a community. And we like people that are not afraid to be the owner of a business in that community and stand up and do some local marketing and shake hands and kiss babies when necessary, those kinds of things. So we feel like those are the kind of keys to finding the successful franchisees. And finally, folks that just understand customer value. And I don't mean just numbers and dollars. I mean, net promoter score, employee appreciation, culture within their organization, things that are a little bit harder to measure than just numbers, but that really make the difference in business. Are you a business that people want to do business with? I think that's always a question folks should ask. And our most successful franchisees are definitely that.
Absolutely. And, you know, at this point, right, you're far beyond those early years of, as you mentioned, early adopters, right? But even speaking to that, your first franchise owner still growing, I think you mentioned 30%+ this most recent year. That is tremendous. And it speaks to what you just spoke to, the people and the culture. And that does not surprise me because the leadership within your organization, clearly with Pool Scouts yourself and with Buzz Brands, that is clearly intentional. And one franchise partner at a time, the discovery process and the training, everything is intentional with creating the culture and the brand that you're building I know customers are certainly benefiting in the community, and that is the power of the franchise model. When you take the franchise model to another level and create an ecosystem of brands such as Buzz Brands, now you have 75 folks. I believe that was the number that you had mentioned on the support team. And that's a lot of horsepower behind an individual brand, much like franchise partners come together to do business with one another. You know, these franchise organizations are coming together to do the same thing, share best practices, create economies of scale, and compound a winning culture. Could you speak to what you've lived out specifically with Buzz Brands and what makes the people within the leadership team so special?
100%. It starts with Kevin Wilson, our founder and CEO, really an entrepreneur, but having come on board here myself in 2015, but the prior team, starting with acquisition and startup of Mosquito Joe back in 2012, Kevin went out and raised capital to make sure that we were well-funded from day one. And so what that's afforded us is the ability to make strategic decisions rather than checkbook-based decisions. So that's number one, and that's a testament to Kevin. The second thing I would say is we have a truly data-oriented culture here. You know, I shared my background a little bit before, but first company I worked for, we ended up selling to DuPont, and I worked for DuPont for 3.5 years. And then I worked for an over $4 billion credit union. I have better access to data here than I ever did at either one of those places. You literally can share that data with franchisees. It's one of our core values. We call it act with purpose. And really what it means is let's bring data to the table when we make decisions collaboratively with our franchisees. So kind of that leads, Nick, to another point is just the culture of our organization. We have a set of 5 core values that we live by. And it's not just stuff that's on the wall. Mm-hmm. It is on the wall when people come here for a meet the team day or to visit us, they do get to see it. But one is leading with integrity. And that's really about putting the franchisees first. Be curious and innovate is another. That's constantly looking down the road because we feel like it's our job to be on the forefront of what's going on, whether it's in the pool business, the teaching kids how to swim, the holiday lighting business, or the home cleaning business. We need to know what's coming down the pipe. Finally, we have empower and serve. That's really around the leadership and the service mentality towards our franchisees. And along those lines, we won a ton of awards of being the best place to work, not just local ones, but Outside Magazine and a lot of other ones. We create a culture here because we know that supporting franchisees isn't a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 type thing. Many franchisees, particularly in our business, that's when we do all the billable hour work. So we have to support franchisees at night and on the weekends, and we got to take those calls. And so we feel like creating a great culture is going to allow our employees to feel great about supporting franchisees when they need to be supported. So I mentioned acting with purpose. And then finally, our 5th core value is having fun. So it starts with creating a fun environment for people to work in and then celebrating the successes of our team members and our franchisees and looking for opportunities to have fun. And I think we do a great job of that as an organization. And we try and really push that to our franchisees because at the end of the day, franchisees have to create their own workplace culture because they're hiring people and they're creating a team. And it might start out, this is always the way I describe it to a new franchisee or a prospective. I said, you know what? You're going to hire that first technician and you're literally going to meet at a Starbucks or somewhere and you're going to sit down in front of them. You're going to be wearing your Pool Scout shirt. Maybe you drove your Pool Scout's vehicle there and you're going to be selling them on wanting to come work for you, wanting to, because you're their first technician that you're hiring. So if they don't feel inspired and feel like you're going to create a great culture, they're not going to come work for you. And so I think, you know, it starts as early as that. And then as our mature as Tiffany and Raleigh has, you know, 30 plus employees in her organization, a little bit different organization than it was when she hired that first technician. So that cultural side of things and having fun is really important for the franchisees as much as it is for Buzz Franchise Brands here. And we do a great job of retaining people, hiring great people from around the country, bringing them here to Virginia Beach in many cases. It's just it's a fun place to work. And I think we all share a higher purpose here of our core values of what we have there. And then just, you know, the franchising model in beginning, right, is to you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. And we preach that, but it's true. We're all behind our franchisees to help support them.
Well said. My goodness. If you aren't fired up after hearing that, I don't know what gets you up in the morning. But what I loved about what you said, at the end of the day, it's objective, right? It starts with data. And yes, there's sophistication. Yes, there's process. Yes, there's appropriate capitalization. And you go down the list. But my gosh, when you make it objective, which you'd mentioned more data than your previous careers, and those were some pretty incredible organizations. Now you're coaching and creating benchmarks that your franchise community can collaborate around, right? And to your point, to have fun, I'm sure you have plenty of leaderboards and there's that competitive collaborative aspect, but in making it objective, not only can you elaborate around best practices, but to your point, they can be celebrated, right? And my gosh, you can see the incredible sophistication. And it's not just the process, it's the people. And Buzz Brand certainly has it all. My gosh, Michael Wagner, I can just chat with you all day, but I won't do that to you. You have an incredible organization to continue growing and serving. It's clear that your organization does just that. You serve. I know that CEO is serving the support team and the support team is serving the franchise partners, and those franchise partners are clearly doing a great job of serving customers, and they're only being provided more and more value points, revenue streams for customers. So they can build their empires. They can live out their American dream. So, Michael Wagner, thank you for your commitment to the franchise space. It is certainly important work demonstrating what entrepreneurship can look like when done responsibly and the right way. And if anyone would like to get in touch with you and more about your incredible organization, how can they do that?
Well, you can find us at FullScoutsFranchise.com would be one area. BuzzFranchiseBrands.com is our, you know, organizational website where you can find information about any of our brands there. I'm certainly on LinkedIn. You can find me there and be happy to talk to anybody. I love, obviously, this is our passion. And I always start out by saying, you know, we're not the pool business and what we do isn't necessarily a sexy business. But for me, it's super sexy because of the things I talk about and the passion that our team brings to it every single day. And being part of such a great organization is a blessing for all of us. And, you know, I think we walk the talk when it shows, when it comes to showing care for our franchisees, which makes a difference at the end of the day. But Nick, thank you very much for the opportunity. I've enjoyed the conversation.
Absolutely. There is certainly nothing better than changing lives and impacting communities. And that is entrepreneurship. That is the beauty of the franchise industry. And clearly, you have a thought leader helping us level up here. I certainly have today. Would really appreciate it if you would hit that subscribe button, like the video, and drop a comment. We would love to hear some of your thoughts. Clearly, some incredible nuggets of wisdom dropped today. So please follow and subscribe. But as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.